This is Dr. David Howard in his teaching on the books of Joshua through Ruth. This is session number 10, Joshua 7, Rahab and Achan Excursus.
When we get to the end of chapter 7, we have an interesting contrast between the two major characters in chapter 6 and 7. We've seen in some detail about Rahab back in chapter 2, actually, who was a Canaanite who embraced the faith of Israel. And then in chapter 6, we see her and her family spared because of this faith. And Achan, in chapter 7, we see him sinning, and the aftermath of that, and he ultimately suffers the complete destruction of himself and his family. And so here we see we can kind of visualize the contrast by looking at this. Achan was an Israelite, of course, and the text makes very clear what clan he was from and so on. But in a sense, he ended up suffering the fate of the Canaanites. He was destroyed completely the way the Canaanites were to be destroyed. And so in a sense, Achan became a Canaanite at the end. Whereas Rahab, by contrast, was born a Canaanite, but by her faith, she ended up, in a sense, being an Israelite. Not by birth, but by her faith. So Caleb, an Israelite, became a Canaanite, so to speak, by his lack of faith, his disobedience. Rahab, a Canaanite, became an Israelite, joined the family of faith by her faith, not by her by birth. So this is an interesting contrast in those two chapters.
This is Dr. David Howard in his teaching on the books of Joshua through Ruth. This is session number 10, Joshua 7, Rahab and Achan Excursus.